Phoebe Bacon has been swimming since she was 2 years old. What started as a fun summer activity with her siblings has morphed into a full-time job. Although Bacon is the first to say swimming is all about the fun. WPR's Jenny Peek sat down with her before she jetted off to Paris for the 2024 Summer Olympics.
The smell of chlorine hits me as I walk into the UW-Madison Soderholm Family Aquatic Center. Divers spring into the water at the far end of the pool, but the swimming lanes are empty. That's because one of the top swimmers in the U.S. just finished her morning practice.
I'm Phoebe Bacon. I'm 21 years old, and I am a two-time Olympian as well as a Wisconsin Badger. I started swimming back when I was about 2-3 years old. I had two older siblings, and my mom wanted to go to the pools to lay out and tan, so she was like, why don't we sign him up for swimming? And kind of from there, I never looked back.
Bacon qualified for the Summer Olympic Games in Paris at the end of June.
Take care, Mark.
In the meet, which was broadcast by NBC Olympics, she finished second in the 200-meter backstroke with a time of about 2 minutes and 6 seconds.
Curzon and Bacon. But watch White. She's up there at the top. She's been here before. Bacon's been here before. They were in Tokyo. They know how to race.
I asked Bacon what it meant for her to qualify.
Gosh, a weight was lifted off my shoulders. You name it, that feeling probably went through my body and through my head in the moment. But I am just purely happy that I'm going to be going to represent my country for another Olympic Games.
Bacon's first Olympic Games in Tokyo were marred by the COVID-19 pandemic. And while she says it was amazing to swim, she's excited for a more normal experience in Paris.
So this year we'll have fans in the stands, and I really like that because I'm somebody that I enjoy walking out from the tunnel or the ready room and looking up at the fans, trying to find maybe a group that I know is hopefully cheering me on in a sense, smiling and waving. That kind of gets me excited, but also helps me have my last quick smile before I focus in on what I'm there to do.
In addition to having her friends and family there, Bacon is looking forward to connecting with swimmers from all over the world.
I've met hundreds, probably thousands of people all over the United States to various countries. I have friends all around the world, and I think that's one of the coolest parts of swimming is the amount of people that you meet.
She uses those connections to calm her nerves before big races, relying on good friends and laughter.
I like to get to the pool about 2 hours before my event so I can just sit, relax, kind of take everything step by step rather than rushing through my warm up. I like to stay smiling and laughing. Sometimes I'll purposefully put myself next to somebody that I know is gonna kind of make me laugh. As long as you're a happy swimmer, you're going to be a fast swimmer.
For young swimmers out there, Bacon says the most important thing is to keep having fun and keep smiling.
I think that is the biggest thing that a lot of swimmers within college and as they turn professional, it's something they forget about because swimming turns into a job, something they have to go into to do. And if it's your job, obviously everybody wants to love their job, but it can be hard to actually see the joys that can come of it, the relationships that you can create. We just had a hard practice and walking away from it, I'm dead, I'm tired, I want to take a nap, but I feel so accomplished. And that is more so what makes me happy rather than doing well or not doing well in the practice. So just keep smiling.
WPR's Jenny Peek brought us that story on two-time Olympic swimmer Phoebe Bacon, who competes in the 200-meter backstroke. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.